We've all been there. A person comes in angry, demanding to talk to someone right now. You are there to help, but the person won't let you get a word in. Most people don't enjoy situations like these, but as leaders, it comes with the territory. Sometimes the angry person is an employee, and at other times it's a customer, or for me, it's a parent. This video gives you specific strategies to use, as well as sample statements to say. I will break down the de-escalation process down into three categories: your body language, the words that you say, and offering solutions. So let's jump in. The first area in the de-escalation process is your body language. When speaking to an angry person, your body language plays a crucial role in helping to de-escalate the situation. The way you position yourself can communicate calmness, empathy, and a willingness to listen without causing the person to feel more defensive or threatened. Here's how to position your body. Have an open posture. Keep your arms uncrossed and at your sides or gently in front of you. Crossing your arms makes you seem closed off and defensive. When you have an open posture, it shows that you're approachable, which can help lower the person's guard. Face them without being overbearing while maintaining a healthy distance of 3 to 4 feet. Stand or sit facing the person with your body slightly angled to avoid a direct head-on position. A slight angle keeps it respectful while still showing engagement. If sitting, sit adjacent to the person instead of directly across from them. Use non-threatening eye contact. Maintain soft, steady eye contact, but avoid staring them down. Look away occasionally to break the intensity and show that you're not challenging them. This shows that you're paying attention and respect the person. Lower your hands and avoid pointing. Keep your hands in a visible but low and neutral position at waist level or below. Use open-handed gestures rather than pointing, which can be perceived as confrontational. Be mindful of your facial expression. Keep your expression neutral and soft with occasional smiles and nods. Avoid looking surprised or angry, which might make the other person feel judged. Many police officers use what is called the interview stance, which covers all of these points. Just type interview stance into the YouTube search bar and you can see it in action. The second area in the de-escalation process are the words that you say. The specific words you choose to say can either add fuel to their fire or help put it out. First, it is important to validate their feelings. Validation helps the person feel understood and respected. It doesn't mean you agree with them, but you need to acknowledge that their feelings are real and they are important. Say things like, "Thank you for bringing this to my attention," or "I'm sorry to hear that you're having trouble," or even "I'm sorry that you've had to deal with this." Avoid phrases that might minimize feelings, such as "calm down" or "it's not a big deal." Showing empathy also goes a long way. Say things like, "I understand why you're feeling upset," or "I'd be asking the same questions," or even "I understand how frustrating that can be." This helps them feel seen and can diffuse some of their anger. Next, you need to figure out why they're upset by asking open-ended questions. Asking questions encourages the angry person to articulate their concerns more clearly, which can help shift the conversation away from pure emotion toward problem solving. Use a question such as, "Can you tell me what happened so that I can better understand?" Also, follow up with questions and repeat what they have said back to them to ensure you fully understand. Also, hearing their words repeated back to them shows that they are being heard and also aids in de-escalation. As tempting as it is, avoid arguing or defending yourself immediately. Even if they're being unfair, hold back on arguing until the conversation cools down. Acknowledge their feelings first and then offer explanations or corrections once they're more receptive. Apologize if appropriate. If you or your organization is at fault, a sincere apology can diffuse anger quickly. It shows accountability and a willingness to make things right. Say something like, "You were totally right," or "I'm sorry this happened," or even "I apologize for the frustration this has caused you." Make sure the apology is genuine and followed by efforts to resolve the issue. The final area in the de-escalation process is how you end the conversation. There are three things that you need to do. First, express your willingness to make things right. You could say, "Your concerns are important and I'm taking them seriously," or, "This situation is a priority for me and I will make sure that we resolve it." Then offer concrete solutions. This shows that you're taking their concerns seriously and are committed to resolving the problem. After hearing them out, say, "Here's what we can do to improve the situation," or, "This is what I'm going to do on my end," and then state the specific things that you will do or follow up on. Sometimes follow-up is needed before you can offer a solution. And if you're not sure what they're wanting, you could ask, "What do you think would make this situation better?" Or, "I'm open to suggestions on how we can resolve this." Lastly, end with positivity and assurance. Ending the conversation on a positive note can reinforce the idea that you are there to help and that a resolution is possible. Once the situation has calmed down, say something like, "I appreciate you bringing this to my attention. I am always here to help." Or, "Is there anything else I can help you with today?" Or even, "Don't hesitate to reach out if you need additional help." Unfortunately, there are times when a belligerent person won't calm down and it's time to exit the conversation. Here are three statements you could say to end the conversation in a respectful way. You could say, "I don't think this conversation is productive at this moment." You could also say, "I'm willing to discuss this, but right now it's not going anywhere productive. Let's revisit it later." Another option is to say, "This conversation doesn't seem to be moving forward right now, so I'm going to step away and we can pick it up at a later time." I hope you found these tips practical and easy to use. I have also created a cheat sheet with tips that I will link in the description. Thank you for joining Great to Lead. If you found value in the content today, please subscribe to the page. Until next week, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.